So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and hope everyone is staying safe. There's been some rumblings about Chadwick Boseman and Black Panther maybe be in a pay dispute, that he might want to step down from the role, that this is all just nonsense, but we'll talk about it today, and we're going to start off with the man that just wants to let you know, say your butt inside and please self-quarantine, Big Mike.
Not too surprised, actually. I'd say probably around Oscar time. I think he was kind of embracing the role a little bit more, but prior to that, you could almost kind of tell that it was wearing on him. Just to be honest, Black people can be kind of extra with stuff, and I think they took the whole Wakanda Forever and Black Panther thing just a tad bit too far. Every time he went on something, it was like, oh, it's T'Challa, or, you know, he had to do the salute. And you can almost see the disgust in his face at one point. Like, he realized this got bigger than what I think he anticipated, not the even what Marvel anticipated. And so now, it's not too shocking, because if you look at the fact that the movie made over $1 billion, going forward with no Iron Man, no Captain America, is probably arguably going to be the biggest franchise until we get to X-Men and Fantastic Four being introduced. From a business standpoint, he's probably similar to the same thing that happened to Downey after the first Iron Man. Movie made so much money and then looked at it and figured out that Terrence Howard was making more money than the star of the entire franchise, and it didn't make sense.
Did they not give him a good contract?
There's a dispute now. Marvel's probably like, look, you signed a contract for what you signed it for, and he probably signed the same deal like most people, which is like 3 to 4 appearances, and if you count being in Civil War and then also being in Infinity War and Endgame, depending on how they count it up, even if he signed a 5 or 6 picture deal, he's only got a couple more left to do.
Wear and tear of appearing in all these Marvel movies, having to block off time to be in these movies as opposed to doing things that he wants to do. Because I know he had a theater background, and then he's done a lot of dramatic roles, a lot of dramatic historical roles, but maybe that just isn't good enough.
It's partially that. I know Downey at one point came out and said he was a little tired of the Iron Man thing because that's all he was known for now. And in some ways, I think that's still going to be his problem going forward, because, I mean, Doolittle basically did bullshit at the theater, and I don't think anybody wanted to see him talk to animals. Everybody still looks at him and it's like Tony Stark. So I think Chadwick, he looked at as T'Challa, nothing else. Basically played, what, James Brown, Jackie Robinson, damn near every historical Black figure.
He was also Thurgood Marshall.
I think he's at that point, like Downey was, where it was like, okay, I don't want to be known as this for the rest of my career, but if I'm going to do it, at least pay me handsomely. So, you know, take the room with a grain of salt. Like I said, I think Marvel tends to work it out one way or another. The plan is to include Black Panther in the future and have him in New Avengers, any of that kind of stuff that they've talked about. Then let them hold the money. No, I don't know what his contract was for. I've never heard his details. Like I said, I know Downey's contract, because he renegotiated the hell out of a contract. I mean, I can't knock him. Age of Ultron by itself. Age of Ultron. He made $45 million. And then still gets paid off the Blu-ray, the DVD. Goddamn. I'm trying to tell you. He really don't need to work anymore, but I know they've been talking about the Namor thing, and that's still the rumor that Namor is going to be a part of the Black Panther sequel. As much as people want to see Namor, is Namor the perfect choice to move forward with the MCU? I doubt it. I've heard that
they said he's
Captain
black.
Marvel. Yeah, he's going to be sub-Saharan, apparently. So I don't know. Only major in Marvel news I had heard recently was Spider-Man still on track to be on time, and Kraven the Hunter is apparently going to be hunting him, and they're looking at Jason Momoa or, damn, I can't remember who the other person was now, playing the role.
I kind of don't buy that he's getting tired of this stuff already. Chadwick should have known. He came on board when the MCU train was in full speed. Oh, we got Chadwick Boseman to play Black Panther. It was just like, oh, shit. He had to have known that this shit was going to blow up like the way it did. And the fact that Doctor Strange didn't blow up as much as it was anticipated, the Russos had to fix the character. Black Panther was always on track to be that, the big thing. He's one of those legit serious actors who takes his thing pretty seriously. Not wanting to just do the role anymore because he doesn't want to be known for that and stuff. He had to have known that that shit was going to happen.
I think he knew, but I really don't think he thought it was going to be to this level. Every appearance now, you could almost see the disgust in his face when he does the Wakanda thing. Like, God, like, I don't fuck. Come on, people. Like, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, the movie ain't even out right now. They still doing it. And you can almost just see it in his face. I get it, but nah. Like, there's other stuff that I do or that I'm known for. I can act in other things. Just let it be for a minute. And it just went to a point where that's all he's kind of looked at for now.
Have you seen his last movie?
What, 21 Bridges?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
I liked it.
Was it?
I thought it was a run-of-the-mill movie. It's kind of a generic action movie. or a suspense movie.
No, it wasn't terrible. The dude's an actor. He didn't play himself as a police detective. He goes into the role, so he can lose himself in a part pretty readily. So he's a good character actor. Put him up there with Johnny Depp and Robert Downey Jr. in terms of his acting. He can do a ton of shit. I hope he can work this out. I'm not to say that important to see that, but in truth, the success of Black Panther was, that shit was important. I mean, it's just as important as putting out a Thurgood Marshall biopic and Jackie Robinson biopic. Black lead can be marketed to that level and can do as well as it can as it should have done, especially with all the hate it got. Now, despite all the negative naysayers and everything going around, talking trash, the movie did phenomenally well, critically and commercially. I'm hopeful that he'll won't let himself feel that he's being typecast in some kind of way, because I can't see him being typecast as a role or whatever he's portraying. Which more actors took Arnold Schwarzenegger's attitude. So what? You know he's a Terminator. Good. You knew he's Conan. Okay. Pay my money. I'm going to do something else.
Yeah, I think they were setting up Wakanda and him being kind of the new lead going forward, especially new Avengers and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, you know, whatever it is, I think they'll figure it out. You already know my saying, Marvel makes more fucking decisions, so they'll write the check at the end of the day. And
Marvel Cinema makes smart decisions. Marvel Comics does not.
They met with Krasinski more than once, so we'll see. They listening to something. Because now I'm hearing he might actually be directing Fantastic Four.
It's like all the creative talent went to Marvel Studios and just left the comic book scene.
Yeah, the combos.
That's some straight trash.
Yeah, there's been a lot of like articles.
They reboot like every fucking 4 months.
Yeah, talking about the state of comic books right now, pretty much with all the movies.
I can't keep up with it, so I'll stop reading them again.
Well, I was looking to get back into it because I figured like at one point they were setting up, not keeping pace with the MCU. They just hired a bunch of people who just don't even like comic books.
From what I heard, DC Comics is pretty on point right now.
All right. Check that stuff out. I keep meaning to get back into it. I mean, I got that Comixology subscription, so I need to actually start breaking down and using it. Going back to the old favorites and stuff, the X-Men story arcs and trade paperbacks, Age of Apocalypse and all that other good stuff. Right now, I'm just waiting to hear what to see what they do with X-Men, because there's so many ways they can go with it. I got absolute faith that the MCU is going to do something spectacular with it. John Krasinski for Fantastic Four, that was just like fan fiction at first. We said something about that. That would be a...
Yeah, fan theory for a long time. Everybody's been calling him and Emily Blunt to play Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman, and he literally came out and said, hey, Marvel, talk to me because I will do it. And then all of a sudden, these rumors started popping up. They said, yeah, they met with him more than once, and it went from just him playing the role to possibly him directing. I was like, man, I said, if y'all can do this shit. Yeah.
He's got the right age. He's got the right attitude. I mean, he could do the build, you know, the physicality of it. That's not a problem. Yeah. But
they were already talking about Galactus. Rumor was Liam Neeson's going to be the voice for him.
That would work.
So who do you think would be the possible replacement? I don't think they should go with Shuri just yet. Think that's a bad idea to do a sub-Saharan Namor.
Well, I guess if they went the Shuri route, they probably would do the female Iron Man.
Maybe. Oh, Lord.
Well, they would seem to go hand in hand if you're going to launch another character. But go ahead.
If they do the Shuri route, then Black Panther's moving to Disney Plus. I doubt they do a full-length movie based on that, because it was already rumored that if they do the Iron Man, that was going to be a Disney Plus thing. Shuri being Black Panther, maybe in an Avengers movie, but I don't think they're going to do a full Black Panther movie with her. It'll get worked out. And if it doesn't, then it'll be a Black Panther 2. And that's it. They'll move to Shuri. And if they do, I think it'll go to Disney Plus and they'll keep it stepping. And they'll say, yes, by the time you get to X-Men and Fantastic Four, nobody's going to care about any of that anymore.
Shoot, what's saying should have went to fucking Disney Plus if it was out then? Fucking Captain Marvel. Yeah.
Well, again, Captain Marvel got rushed. They were trying to punch that in and have her be relevant for Infinity War and Endgame, when she only ended up popping up in Endgame for the most part. And that was the other rumor was they were talking about she might be like kind of new head of the Avengers going into New Avengers. It's like a whole bunch of different theories. It could be Spider-Man, but he's probably on the way out because they're still doing this back and forth with the negotiation for that. And then it was possibly Doctor Strange, but he's already got a ton of people in his movie. In the sequel, because it's him, Scarlet Witch, and there's a rumor that maybe a couple more people popping up in it too, because it's a multiverse. Because of this quarantine shit and everything going on, everything that was supposed to kind of start popping out, like Comic-Con, all these, everything's been canceled. You kind of don't know anything other than whatever rumors start floating out there.
Talking about how he lost weight, like he looked sickly.
Yeah, he's skinny and shit in this photo.
Who looked skinny?
Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, maybe he has a
he's always been slim. Let's not act like he's been Super Diesel for a long time.
I mean, he was just about 180.
Maybe. Well, as James said, that Christian Bale gains and loses weight at a drop of a dime for a role.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he looked thin in 21 Bridges, though.
Yeah.
And that was filmed like
all that right at the muscle. Edges. Can't just hold that around. I mean, otherwise, like Chris Hemsworth and Frank the movies, it's just like, why are you that big?
Hemsworth and Chris Evans, when they're not doing Marvel roles, they are kind of slim.
Evans drops his weight like super fast.
When it was time to suit up, he gained that shit back. So that's why I'm kind of really worried about that. But I don't know.
He looked rough, though. He looked rough in that last picture I saw him in.
But Chadwick Boseman?
He looked kind of crackheaded.
Guessing it's just a role. That's
the whole bunch of people look terrible right there. No haircuts. Shit goes all out of whack. So he might just be like, look, it's a pandemic. What the fuck do I care? People blow stuff up so much. Anyway, he'll literally just be, it's a pandemic. He's in the house. He's not working out. He's not doing anything other than sitting on his ass chilling. And he just looks bad in the picture. Okay. People were acting like the movie started shooting yesterday and he looked like that in the photo. Then you'd be worried. Like, what the hell's going on? Oh, you know what he looked like, Jay? Remember in Black Panther when he was frozen and they were dragging the body?
Yeah.
He kind of looked like that with a bad shape up.
All right. We'll just leave it at that. So I guess we'll find out. Stay inside, stay alive. Beast Game Podcast.